privacy settings with Will Seabag Montefiore on FUBAR Radio.
Hello and welcome to Privacy Settings, the show where I go through your favourite people's phones to expose their grubby little secrets. With me today is character comedian, drag king, and the artist formerly known as Fiddly Bob Woodley, it's Daisy Doris May!
What an intro!
Liked it?
I liked it a lot.
What was your favourite bit?
The fact that you said Fiddly Bob Woodley.
Yeah.
Like, Fiddly Bob Woodley is so niche. It's my Texan cowboy character that, you know, whilst I was living on a farm in South Africa, it just came alive.
You were living on a farm in South Africa?
I was, for 9 months.
Why?
And I fell in love and flew to South Africa.
Whoa.
And got deported and had to go via Namibia and then drove 8 hours to go to the Western Cape. And I was there, actually, for lockdown and came back married. But that's not why we're here.
No, that is not why we're here. But this is really like, I should have follow-up questions to that. But could you, before you hand me your phone, just give it like a quick précis of that experience, like in a minute maybe. And make it phone-related if possible. 3, 2, 1, action.
So basically, you should never have money in your phone with like a see-through case. Because if you get stopped at the borders and you get put in a holding cell, the security will take the money. So that's fair enough.
Oh, that's good advice.
In lockdown, like part one, very sad on my own in London. Part two, in the sunshine on a citrus farm.
There wasn't much time between part one and part two of
the
lockdowns.
No, there wasn't.
But you had enough time to fly out.
I moved quick.
Wow.
Yeah, it was wild.
That is wild.
Yeah.
I don't care about it. Give me a phone.
Take it. It's not my phone.
What?
Do
you mean?
I don't have a phone right now. The thing is about me, I always lose my phone, drop my phone.
Mm.
It's me and phones, me and technology. We get on and we don't.
Right.
I'm like a dinosaur.
Just because. Scaly?
Just because I'm a bit scaly.
Yeah.
No.
Bit scaly, me.
I'm just a little bit scaly. I am just really clumsy and I'm undiagnosed, I want to say, in the realms of ADHD. Something's going on, something cool and fruity.
Yeah.
But I always forget and just, I'm useless with my phones. So anyway, that is my, that's my husband's old phone.
Wow.
And
a pretty heavy duty case.
It's a solid case.
How long have you had this phone?
Well, that one, about 10 days.
Whoa.
I quite like the times where I lose a phone because then I just have like an unplanned technical break from life, which is great if you're not trying to sell your show and your agent isn't like, why are you not on social media posting stuff? Like,
can't be.
Do the things. I'm like, I don't have anything. I'm just gonna forget about technology and life.
Yeah, well, now you're doing this, you can just throw this away.
Yeah, throw it away. You can keep it, babes.
Can I? Oh, first person to give me their phone forever.
Love it.
I mean,
so the funny thing about that phone right now is the only contacts I have are the contacts my husband has. Hilo has. So
can I look at the contacts?
Yeah, go for it.
You're on aeroplane mode, which is very generous of you.
Yeah, take it off.
I will. Aaron Mavinga.
Okay.
Three banana emojis.
So, Aaron Mavinga.
Aaron.
Aaron Mavinga is actually one of my best buddies.
Oh, wow.
I run a business with him, House of Dinosaur. More dinosaur themes.
I don't know if you're lying to me. It feels too set up. Like, if I was listening to this, I'd be like, they've set this up, but I just...
True story. No, I'm like... Yeah, and you know those contacts in there that I've given my husband? They're the ones probably with emojis.
Oh, okay.
How do you feel about emojis in general? Are you an emoji user?
I'm pro-emoji, yeah.
You're pro-emoji?
I like them, yeah. I think they're nice. I like...
Would you choose emoji or a GIF?
Big emoji, anti-GIF. Sorry, that's way too strong.
That's
I'm not
crazy.
Anti-GIF. It takes me a lot to reach for a GIF.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Like, if I've sent you a GIF, I really mean what I've said.
I often find myself funny when I send GIFs. Do you know what I mean? I spend a bit too long.
Yeah.
And I'll be like,
You're like, wow.
I really am chuffed with myself.
I've nailed that.
I've nailed it. Yeah, yeah. Do you know what I mean? When a gift goes, I'm like, I'm a legend.
I'm an absolute legend.
Talking of emojis.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So because it's in Pilo's phone, right? Mm-hmm. If I want to send him a message and I go to emojis, obviously I'm married to a gorgeous brown man. Yeah. All of the emojis...
Okay, yeah, they're set to be non-white hands.
It's inappropriate for me. So, like, I'm there quickly trying to do a thumbs up. And if I send that to the wrong person, I can't be sending emojis right now, basically. It's too much admin.
That's
changing the skin tone.
You don't want to be culturally appropriating.
He's lent me his phone out of the kindness of his heart. Oh, my day.
Oh, anyway. Aaron has texted you saying, love you, have a good podcast, and so fun about interviews. We'll voicenate you.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, that's lucky that I wasn't bitching about the podcast.
That is lucky because I'm looking right at this.
Imagine if I was like, oh, God, I gotta go meet Will.
Yeah. I hate this guy. I got some questions for him. You said you had questions before the show.
Oh, yeah. So I would like to know, do you go back as far as MSN? Are you MSN?
Do I?
Yeah. Were you an MSN user?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, sick.
Yeah, yeah.
So are you
first fist bump on the podcast?
89?
I'm 89 out of 10, but I was born in 91.
Oh, awkward. I'm a little bit more mature, but that's fine.
Emotionally, you were born in 92, but you're more more mature.
No, but I feel like a lot of people listening to this won't know what MSN is.
MSN Messenger. Could you explain it for the young idiots? My producer probably has no idea. Shaking his young head.
Really?
Look, he's shaking that head
MSN
with no neck pain.
MSN was... what we used to flirt with. It was our space to learn about how to interact with our crushes, chat to our mates on the family computer, so I'm one of four, and there was a loud internet dial-up tone to the family computer, and it took about 15 minutes to turn
long
on.
Time.
It took a long time.
Can you do an impression of the dial-up tone?
Actually quite a mean question.
It is a very mean question.
I've got it.
Yeah? Unbelievable. I did not think that was a fruitful request.
Thank you so much.
And there's so much fruit.
And you didn't clap, but you look impressed.
I wanted to clap, but my hands are in the wrong emoji colour. So
yeah, like for me, technology started in the MSN era.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Before phones. Way before phones.
You had to go and sit and communicate at the family computer.
Yeah.
Did you quite like it when you went to someone's house and you found out where they MSN from?
Yeah, that was always a vibe. Oh my God, there's your family. Or like, you have your own computer.
Those people were crazy.
But like, I remember going away when I was... well, I must have been like 18, the classic years.
Yeah, yeah.
We didn't go away with phones.
Did you not even have a little 3210?
I can't remember.
You probably lost it.
That's true. Which makes me think, like, I don't have one memory of in that, like, 2 months away of taking out a phone. I do have memories of going to internet shops and emailing my family.
Oh, yeah.
Like, once every month and saying, I'm alive.
I think I got given my dad's old iPhone.
Yeah.
And for some reason, he was using black emojis. That was weird.
He's
a white man.
That's weird.
He gave me a backup smartphone in case I needed anything.
A backup smartphone.
Like, I had, like, a little...
We're talking BlackBerry.
No, I think it was an iPhone. I remember having the app that you could drink the pint.
Oh.
Remember the pint drinking app?
Yeah, they were good.
That was good stuff. But I had that in case anything went wrong and I needed to, like... desperately,
okay.
Like, search something on the internet.
It was like backup.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you ever had a BlackBerry? Why do BlackBerry phones make me giggle?
That's a good question, actually.
I don't know why I find
it because
them funny.
Their keyboards are so small and thumbs are quite big?
Maybe. They're just dad energy, aren't they?
They're big, like, the word Filofax.
Yeah.
Comes into mind.
That's quite funny because I'm a big Filofax lover.
Are you?
I'm telling you, I'm a dinosaur. I love a diary on paper.
Yeah.
I don't do Google calendars.
You don't?
No.
It's all on paper.
I can't use it.
Wow.
a nightmare to manage.
I actually don't think dinosaurs would use Filofax because their arms are too small. We'll be able to reach them.
That's a really good point.
Yeah, it's are just T-Rexes.
Are you a little T-Rex over there? Are you a dinosaur?
Yeah.
Are you? You're giving dinosaur energy.
Am I?
Are you a Google Calendar user?
Yeah, I shared one with my wife, don't we?
Okay, you're not a dinosaur. You're cool. New school.
I'm die curious, though.
You're die curious.
Yeah. I have a paper diary.
Look at... This is really fun.
Is this good?
We do the rest of the
chat. Rest of the show, and we never reference it again. In fact, cut the whole dinosaur chat, and we'll just do this. That's good, isn't it? It's quite hard to pick up your phone. Gosh. You've got messages from yourself here, from Daisy Doris May.
Yeah, so...
Autumnal Leaf.
No. So my WhatsApp is still alive on my laptop.
Ah.
So I have to send me messages to my spare phone on the move.
This is a nightmare.
Can you see how long it is to be me?
Yeah. Like, I can't believe you have time to make such well-crafted shows.
It's so long.
Well-crafted shows, you've got one coming up.
I'm going to be nearly 7 months pregnant doing it.
Whoa.
Which is a decision. It's a choice that I've made. Mm-hmm. But no, I'm excited. It's my show, Big Night Out. It's the first time I've ever put three of my alter egos in the same hour, which is fun and stressful in the same breath.
Like pregnancy.
Yeah, literally.
I imagine.
But it's fun. It's done the rounds. It's done Edinburgh, and I did a UK, my debut UK tour with it. Had loads of fun, and then I was like, let me do one last week at Soho Theatre before I become a mama. So yeah, it feels like a real, it feels like an iconic one.
Exciting. Yeah. Go see it. I'm sure you're doing lots of research for it. I'm going to click on your YouTube. I'm going to see what sort of research you've been doing to get into this show.
Okay. Oh God. Okay.
Longest beard interview is the first suggested video.
I mean, I'm a drag king. And I like I like beards. I'm jealous of your facial hair right now, for example.
Oh yeah.
I'd love it.
Thanks.
I think I'd suit it.
I think you would, yeah. Your alter ego, Steve Porter, slightly less full.
His is obviously a goatee, your classic.
Yeah.
Beppe DiMarco, your Craig David. I like checking out beards for inspiration for my next drag king character.
Beautiful. And the longest beard. You're excited about the longest beard. What did you learn watching the longest beard ever video?
That he's a really sweet man.
Yeah.
And that no one else in his family could grow a beard. And he really grew. Like, he's never shaved it, never touched it in his life.
Whoa.
It's a long.
That's messy.
Touches the ground.
It's like 8 feet long, I think.
Yeah, it's impressive.
Not the longest ever recorded, though. Do you want to know how long the longest one ever recorded was? 5 meters, 33 centimeters. 17 feet. Yeah. He died in 1927. Norwegian-American guy called Hans N. Lengseth. Oh,
he's called Hans.
Yeah, like Hans Off.
That is crazy, bitch.
That is so
Please
crazy.
Please explain to them who Hans Off is.
Hans Off is super cool, like, voguing, beautiful, raver-like drag king character.
Why don't you just tell them that I'm your ex-boyfriend?
Yeah. Bitch? So I don't know why I'm doing the voice.
No,
I should
you
be
must.
Me.
No,
oh, yeah, okay.
Carry
so
on doing
Hans,
the voice.
So what's my name in this? So, remind me of my name. I've had a lot of ecstasy today.
If I'm Hans Off, you're Hans On.
Oh, yeah. So my name's Hans On. And this is my ex-boyfriend, Hans Off.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Let's just put it this way. I am the VIP and Hans On is the tag along. I hope you don't mind me saying
No, this is so fine. I'm sort of like the velvet rope you move across to get to Hans.
Exactly.
Off.
Yeah, it's very nice. We know
where we stand.
Exactly.
Exactly. And where I stand.
Thank you,
bitch.
And what I
so
love
sorry.
About you is that you always finish my
sentences. Yeah,
that's
I do.
That's also
yeah.
like part of our cooking.
Relationship, yeah. That's exactly what we do. Because we're met in Bergheim.
I refuse to go on stage as Hans Off unless Hans On is like there.
Yeah,
just holding the leather jacket.
I would love to be a part of your show where I just have to hold something.
That's so good.
Or just holding your jacket the whole time, never explained.
Fun fact about Hands Off.
Love it.
He actually came alive in part one of lockdown when I genuinely hadn't seen anyone bar my neighbours who work in a garage. Love them.
Yeah.
They kept me sane.
This was pre-Citrus Farm.
pre-Citrus Farm, and I was like, yeah, I'm going to... I found this, like, weird little leather belt. I was like, let's just paint a white tash on.
Mm.
And this alter ego came alive.
It was born. It was beautiful.
I hadn't seen anyone in a long time. I think you can tell. Have you got any alter egos?
We'll find out after the break.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we do have to go to a break. I can't believe I haven't asked any questions about the fucking citrus farm. Don't go anywhere, because when we come back, my beard's going to be a little bit longer. That's a guarantee.
Privacy settings with Will Seabag Montefiore on FUBAR Radio. Privacy settings with Will Seabag Montefiore on FUBAR Radio.
Welcome back to Privacy Settings on FUBAR Radio, the podcasting equivalent of looking in everyone's windows while you walk down the street going like, oh, that's a nice armchair. Their lighting's a bit horrible. Look at that mirror.
You speak so quickly. I'm impressed.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How fast can you speak?
Not that quick. I'm good at doing husky and slow.
Mm.
Yeah, that's my other side hustle.
I'm panicked and fast.
Yeah.
Husky and slow is a side hustle.
No, I mentioned, dog walking. Didn't I? Like, I, you know, doing the voiceovers for Durex. They're not speaking quick. They're selling you, like, slow things.
Can you sell... It would be great. We need a sponsor. So if you could try and sell some Durex now, and then I'll do my version of that voiceover.
Just don't look at me.
Okay.
New Durex Real Feel. Now every touch can feel as real. Ah! Durex, give Privacy Settings money.
Durex Real Feel. Everything feels real. Go shag someone. That's how
that
I would
was
do
the
it.
Actual script from like 7 years ago.
Wow.
Like embedded in my brain.
It's there. Yeah. And you're pregnant, so it didn't work. Do you like nosing in people's windows?
Oh my God. What, in general?
When you walk past houses or like looking over people's.
To be fair, I was checking
shoulder.
Out those plants over there. So
yeah.
Yeah. Occasionally. Not like, I wouldn't go out my way to crane, but I love a bit of interior decor.
Yeah? Do you?
Yeah, so if I'm walking past and someone's got like cozy lights on, maybe I'll have a little peep.
Yeah. You've been peeping on Jim Carrey on YouTube. It's not really peeping.
I think that this is the most ridiculous thing.
What, Jim Carrey?
You know, the hype at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
You know what's going on.
Explain it to the people.
Well, just that everyone, like there was the interview and everyone's like, it's a clone.
Mm.
Like genuinely everyone's thinking it is a clone.
It's an actual clone.
The man is probably just wearing contacts and has had a bit of work done. And he looks different to how he did 30 years ago.
Aging happens.
It does.
I've been sleeping in a different room recently. You don't need to know why. And my face is quite puffy in the mornings. And maybe he's just sleeping in a dusty room.
I love that you know that you've got... How do you know your face is puffy?
Can feel it.
You can feel it.
Yeah.
I reckon I've got a puffy face in the morning as well.
Got some notes apps here. You're big notes app.
I'm a massive noter.
Yeah.
And there's no order. Once I tried to organise my notes into like categories, you know, you can do that.
Yeah.
Of course you do. Of course you do.
You're, I host the show. What
you're
are you
so
about?
Organised. But
not organised, just quite boring.
So back in the day, I was like, right, that goes for that character, or I would be like admin. Or like creative ideas, blah, blah, blah. But now it's just chaos, absolute chaos.
Have you gone back to trying to organize the stuff? Or are you just like, it can't be organized?
At this point, it's just chaos.
I've
accepted that. One thing I do like to do is like go back into the archives when I'm on a plane or something.
Yeah.
That weird sketch that I wrote 2 years ago.
See if it's any good.
Yeah, apparently there's a thing in coming up with ideas and putting it away somewhere and then returning. So it's like a little, you know, catalogue of nonsense. And you can go back and you're like, actually, that's something.
I think we should revisit a note idea right now from the 24th of July at 2025. At 2025? Oh, that's not how people say years.
This is a... Oh, yeah, what is this one? Oh, yeah, it's a sketch idea.
Mm.
This was the first time I thought about interviewing my alter egos.
Oh, yeah?
So, I mean, this would have been perfect, this room. If I could just book you for, like, future me. Do I mean, there's, like, four chairs in here. Mm. I was imagining Daisy with Hans Off, Steve Porters, and the Divine Karen Moonstone.
Beautiful. And you've done this now?
I did it. It became in a very different format in the end. We did it in like a white studio all washed out, and yeah, it was fun.
Mm, you can find it on Instagram.
It became like a sort of promo video, I suppose, for Edinburgh.
You said that like that was a bit dirty secret. Like it started off
the word promo.
Yeah.
It's jarring, isn't it?
It is.
Do you want to be Daisy Doris May and I can be Hans Off, the Divine Karen Moonstone, and Steve?
Yeah, great stuff.
Hans, the VIP fashionista, the Divine Karen Moonstone, self-appointed guru and energy midwife. And Steve Porters, iPod DJ, self-taught feminist, still living with his mum in Guildford, Surrey. Hui.
Wow, guys, thanks so much for chatting to me. It's been quite hard to pin you all down at the same time.
Actually, Bush, before we start this cooking little interview, could you just like turn off the lights in here? I haven't slept for 4 days and I'm microdosing on the ginkgo leaf right now. So the light is making my brain go wavy and not in a groovy way.
Oh, no problem, Hans. We could do that, yeah.
Just... Oi, light's getting low and so are my moves. Oi.
I'd love to know, is this your first Edinburgh Fringe?
Well, physically, yes. But spiritually, I've been here before. I was a Scottish priest in a past life. So it's good to be back. It's no wonder I look so good in a kilt. Look, I've got my... This is going to be so weird. Look, I've got so many ex-boyfriends up in Scotland. So yeah, I've partied all over the world.
Sure, we can do that. I'm sure you have. It says here you're actually born in the cloakroom queue to Birkin. Is that right, Hans?
Yeah, Bush.
Wow.
There you go.
Beautiful. Do you think it stands up?
I actually never did this version.
So this is an exclusive. This is a sclusy.
Mm-hmm. You actually, you've met Steve before, haven't you?
Have I?
My alter ego.
I've met. Yeah.
Because like you and Steve, you'd be like boys.
Do you think so?
Like in a bromance way.
Yeah, Steve, what's on your phone?
Basically, my mum's confiscated on it just because I was using it too much at night time.
Oh, no.
Steve is 26, by the way. He's a ladies' man in Guildford.
Yeah.
But he's actually only had sex 1.5 times.
Well, could I ask Steve how to, like, pick up women?
Brother, I've got you. Mm. I thought you were married.
Yeah, but is that an important vow?
But do you still want to flirt with her?
I want to flirt with my wife loads,
because basically, no matter where you are in your relationship, got to keep the fire going, brother. Okay?
Okay.
Got to keep the fire going.
And what's the best way of doing that?
Compliments. So just pretend I'm your wife.
Yeah.
Okay, close your eyes.
Okay.
Okay, breathing in through the nose. Exhale through the mouth. Ha.
Ha.
Can't hear you, brother. Ha.
Ha.
Okay, when you open your eyes,
I
am your stunning wife. I'm so fit.
Wow.
Give me a compliment.
You look amazing today.
You know what I love about that, brother? That was so original.
Yeah?
That's Steve. Do you know what I mean? Like, Steve is the guy that has been, like, based on all the boys who I went to school with in Guildford. Yeah. That try really hard to be cooler than they are. But he does have a heart of gold.
Yeah. He is trying his best.
He's just a bit tragic.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You've got some notes on your phone here of Manc chat-up lines.
Oh, my days. I do.
And you've chucked a big number one emoji next to it, which makes it look like it's written by AI.
No, do you know what that is? When I'm off filming sketches and I'm like Steve for the day, I'll be like, right, the first film I'm doing is chat-up lines. And then if you were to, maybe in another note somewhere, it's got like a 2.
There you go.
Yeah. A Tinder date.
So that is the order in which
the
you film them.
The different kind of people you meet.
Yeah.
The oversharer, the awkward one, the eater.
The drink through it, the ghost.
Yeah.
The one who you remembered you slept with 7 years ago.
That kind of vibe. I mean, I actually feel like I should do this more often because I don't remember filming any of these.
Do you want to film this one?
I did do the Manchester chat-up lines. That was fun.
Well, should we film the Tinder date now?
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah. So, okay.
But don't you want to hear one chat-up line for Matt?
Like, oh, yes. Sorry.
You can use this on your wife, man.
Yeah, I would actually love to do that. Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, are you the Northern Rail? Because every time you show up, it's a bloody miracle. Every chat-up line needs to be followed up with a hoy for Steve.
Ahoy.
These are not okay.
No?
Well, they're so cringe, but, you know, we've got like
Steve gets away with
there's
them.
A lot of Oasis ones in there.
Let's hear the Oasis ones.
I feel like you should do one now.
Can't really do a Manchester accent. Oh, I'll do a Steve.
Do one in your voice. You're enough.
Kevin.
Wait, Barbie and what's his name?
I know what it is.
Oh my god.
I'm just Kevin. Anywhere else I'd be a Tevin.
Barbie and Ken.
Lovely. We got there.
Kenuff.
Oh, I'm Kenuff or Kevin enough. The new Barbie and Kevin. Hello, I'm Kevin.
He's definitely from Manchester, Kevin. Isn't he?
Daisy, are you?
I love it.
Are you an Oasis song? Because you've been stuck in my head all day.
Hey,
it does have
good.
To have the A,
that
doesn't
was
it?
Good.
You sure you're not Manchester United? Because I've been chasing you all week.
I mean, some of these are really tragic.
But
Did you used to use chat up lines back in the day?
Not like actual lines. I think I'd be like, I'd do that sort of thing. Hey.
Hey, you look nice.
Oh, you're nice.
Oh, you're so sweet.
Yeah. I don't really know.
I don't remember, I think there was a time, there was a certain era where chat up lines were a thing.
Mm.
And I think, luckily they've sort of died.
Yeah.
Apart from Steve.
Apart from Steve. He's keeping them alive.
He's really keeping them alive.
Chat lines and catchphrases.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He loves the dad joke.
The MSN era. You like looking back. Like looking back on stuff. Huh?
Mm.
Yeah. You've done some notes reviewing your years.
Oh, my God.
2025
Quite
in review.
Cheesy. Whenever I'm on a plane, again, it's always on a plane.
Yeah.
I often fly around, December or January.
Mm-hmm.
To go back to our other family in Cape Town.
Nice.
And for the last 3 or 4 years, I've kind of done a, what's it called?
A Daisy Wrapped.
Like a little Daisy Wrapped, yeah. Just like a little sum it up. I think I'm someone, which I think is, I don't know, a lot of people might relate to this.
Mm.
I rarely take a minute to just stop and take stock, look back and be like, wow, that was actually really cool that I did that.
Mm.
I'm so worried about what I'm doing next and what I have to achieve next. And I find it really difficult to just be like, go on, that was actually a moment. That was a big old season. So I've gotten to the habit at the end of the year of bigging myself up and then also writing a list of what was absolutely tragic or hard. Do I mean as well? Balance it out.
Do you want to share some highs?
Let me scroll down.
See
I
which
mean,
ones
yeah,
you
there's wanna. There's some fun awards I got. You know, doing the Australian festival in Adelaide and Melbourne was nuts.
Mm.
Met Lucinda Light, love her.
Amazing.
Signed with Insanity. I met some idols last
Susie
year.
Izzard?
Yeah.
Sally Phillips? Where'd you meet them?
Sally Phillips came to my show.
That's so sick.
She loved it. And oh my God, just insane. What a beautiful human. This is really funny that we've pulled up this notes where it's basically look how amazing I am. Survived a deer jumping out at us. That was a real personal high.
Yeah, so... I mean, deer aren't necessarily the most violent of animals, but was it you were driving?
We were driving.
Yeah. What happened? Tell us
about
the deer.
The car got written off and it wasn't our car. There's a theme here.
Okay, so you're...
Not my phone, not my car. We got lent our mate's car and they set us off in New Zealand with all the camping gear. And basically, we were camping one night and there was a chorus of snorers. And I cannot handle it. At this point, I've got two earplugs in and we're going mental. At 4 a.m., we're like, fuck it, should we just leave? Because this is unbearable. Oh. We leave, we've packed down our tent in the middle of the night. We're on a mission, heading south. And then, a deer literally jumps out into the car. It's like a film. But
oh
anyway,
my God.
So that happened.
Directly in front of the car, hit the deer.
Hit the deer.
Dead deer.
And then it started raining. The deer survived.
Oh.
Yeah, happy Whoa. Days.
Happy days. The car did not survive.
The car did not survive.
You guys survived?
Well, we survived.
Whoa,
it was
scary.
The best outcome. It was so scary. It was so dramatic because we obviously couldn't move and it was pitch black, no signal on phones. So we just sat in the car for 3 hours and just were like, wow, we're so lucky that we found each other. And to be honest, we were having some little, like, I don't even know what the word is. You know when you're like, we weren't fighting, but we were being little bitches.
Sniping.
Yeah, we were sniping.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we were just like, should we just not do that? Should we just like, life's just so short.
Yeah,
in a way, it was a bit of a blessing that, dear.
Beautiful.
So there you go.
And you went to 5 epic weddings in 2025.
Oh my God, so many weddings. Funny enough, Steve Porter's was the celebrant to a wedding for the first time.
Oh my God.
Yeah. It got emotional. Steve's not afraid of emotion, as you know. There were free tissues going around, brother. It was a vibe. Absolute vibes.
That's the best.
So that was epic doing like a celebrant. I thought she was kind of joking, my friend Amy.
Yeah.
And I was like, are you sure? Asked about 5 times. I was like, are you sure you don't want me to be a celebrant?
No.
Maybe Steve could come out later for the party. She's like, nope, I want Steve.
Thanks, Daisy. That's all we've got time for. Oh my God, a deer!
Privacy settings with Will Seabag Montefiore on FUBAR Radio. Privacy settings with Will Seabag Montefiore on FUBAR Radio.
Welcome back to Privacy Settings, the podcast that tackles phone anxiety by taking it off you and saying, this is mine now, let me have a look at it.
Love that.
Yeah, that's good. Do you get nervous making phone calls? Do you like making a phone call? Just picking up and going, what's going on?
I love a phone call.
Yeah?
I actually am a big phoner and a voice noter.
Good stuff.
Over a texter or an emailer.
What do you think about the gigantic sort of divide and rift in our society between the voice noters and the texters?
It's awkward, isn't it? Because my sisters, they're just like, why have you left me a 2.5 minute voice note? Why didn't you just call me? They're baffled.
Yeah.
Offended, if anything.
Yeah.
But I've got friends who will leave 8 minutes
Love it.
Plus.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then there'll be more.
Yeah.
There'll be like 5 voice notes. I'm like, that's one extreme. I feel like I'm like there. And then my sisters are like, text
me. The other
me,
side of it.
And they don't want like multiple texts. Because I don't know if you do this. But I am one to be like, what are you doing later? New message.
Mm-hmm.
Can't wait to see you. New message. 10 hearts.
Yeah.
New message. My husband's hand emoji. new message. What do you want to do later?
Yeah.
New message. A GIF.
Yeah, yeah.
They are like, that is criminally. I can't say.
Let's try again one more time.
Criminally.
Perfect. Yeah.
Insane.
Yeah. You just got to bring the hands in.
You just got to go.
Criminally.
Like, yeah, they're like, that's not okay.
That feels like
they want everything in one message.
I think that is criminally insane.
I agree.
It is a hard thing to say. I struggled a bit there.
I would like this clip nutshelled up so I can just like send it to the May sisters, okay?
You're wrong. I hate dogma. I hate it when people say that one thing is better than the other, but you're fucking crazy.
Like, love ya, but
yeah, big fan.
And also, how lucky that you got a minute of a podcast of my voice.
Yeah.
Saying things like, I love you and I miss you.
We had to book you months in advance and you haven't said one of those things
to me.
Yeah.
Like, they should be absolutely lapping it up.
Durex pay you loads of money to do that. Are you doing it for free for them?
Oh, yeah, they're livid. But they're slowly coming round to it. And
yeah.
Olivia actually did a voice note to me the other day. I was like, huh.
How did
I
she
see
find
the
it?
Tables have turned.
Do you have the voice note? Can we hear it?
Oh, it's on my other phone.
No!
I've got it on my laptop. This is me right now.
I've got it on my laptop. I can send it to myself.
But what's your favourite WhatsApp group right now? I feel like everyone's got a fave.
Yeah, because you've got a bunch of WhatsApp groups. Let's go into your WhatsApp, shall we?
Oh, I do.
Because you've got one here called The Best Mates, and mates is spelled M8 and an S.
That is actually, that's Steve's family.
So we've got a person called Alice with three dinosaur emojis after.
Oh, yeah. She's dinosaur energy. There you go. There's a real theme here.
There is a theme.
I actually don't know why she's got loads of dinosaurs. She's just dino vibes.
Yeah?
That's a real compliment to have three dinosaurs by your name. Wow.
Have you put that in?
I think I did. I must have. I was probably at a festival.
So this is Steve's WhatsApp group.
So this is Steve's WhatsApp group. So when anyone comes to see a show,
yeah,
there's a QR code that will get you onto the Best Mates WhatsApp group.
Oh, nice.
This got started when I did the show How to Mate, the TEDxxx talk.
Yeah.
Is it How to Mate?
Yeah.
Or is it How to Mate?
That's good stuff.
That was the whole thing. And anyway, so now there's like 300 people on the Best Mates WhatsApp group.
Wow.
But every time I post, someone leaves the group. Just like one.
That's tough stuff.
And it's like, it's tough for Steve. He really takes it personally.
Yeah. Does Daisy take it personally when she's told about it?
I actually don't. I find it hilarious. And I'll comment as Steve, just like, oh, there goes my threesome that I had at Freshers Week. It's cool, guys. We had a conversation. It's fine that they left. But yeah, I love that there's a group of people that are strangers from various shows I've done over the years.
That just have your number.
They just have my number. And then I forgot that they actually have my number. And then so occasionally I'll get messages like, Steve, do you want to come to this party?
No, you get invited to parties.
Yeah, especially over Edinburgh.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, he'll do like life advice.
We've got some
lines.
Beautiful life advice here.
What does that even say?
You can see it if you look over there.
If you're not feeling yourself, how's anyone else going to feel you?
If you're not feeling yourself, how's anyone else going to feel you? That's true.
It's actually really wise.
It's really nice. Happy Saturday, you lot. Big love, the Steve-O. P.S. Tickets are flying for London.
Yeah. You coming or what?
Promo.
What? Spelt W-O-T.
Yeah, he spells fun. Big love, L-U-V.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
He's capitalizing happy on Saturday, but putting you just the U. Didn't have time for that.
There's a real particular person who spells love, L-U-V.
Yeah. Describe that person.
It feels nostalgic.
Yeah.
And it feels like my first pull.
Oh my God, I'm getting a phone call.
Oh, let me answer.
Hello,
William's phone. I am the assistant.
It's Abdul speaking. How are you doing?
Hi, Abdul. How are you doing? Will's actually extremely important and busy, so I'm just his new PA.
Can I actually give you my wife's number? Because I'm currently at work, so it'd be great. And thank you. Sorry about that, mate. She's in charge. Thanks, man. Have a good day.
You know, you just gave me your wife's number.
Yeah, I did, yeah.
You just gave Steve your wife's number.
And
That was surreal and really fun.
That was surreal. That's never happened before.
I actually think I'd be a sick PA. Like,
that was... I've never felt cooler.
PA myself.
Yeah. Getting stuff for the bathroom. I need to get the right tap fitting.
I love it. That's so good.
Because my wife and I have a shared email with our names that we do all, like, you know, house stuff and everything.
Stuff.
And so we put alternating numbers in.
This is blowing my mind.
You think
joint
so?
Email.
Yeah, yeah.
You guys are in it for the long haul.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. We're forever. It's great. Steve would love it. That was distracting. I could hear the like feedback of like da 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 in my ear, and I was like, "Is Daisy doing that impression of the dial up again?"
Sounds like a rave tune. Yeah. That song's. That's a banger, isn't it?
Darude.
So good.
Yeah. So you love WhatsApp groups, you were saying?
Some WhatsApp groups are in the archive folder.
Oh.
Some are absolutely winning.
So we've got the Margarita Club?
Marglarita.
Oh, excuse me.
This was a crew that we all went to. We all went to Glasgow together.
Uh-huh.
And then... we're all big fans of margaritas, and for some reason we became the Marglarita Club, and it's so high voltage, it's so gold, this group.
Mm.
There's no boring chat about who's got a plumber, South London.
Hey.
It's all
North London. That plumber was from North London, Daisy.
Yeah. It's all like, it's just gold.
Yeah.
I mean, look, here's a picture that from Kate sent. Gayness is good for you.
Queer Brewing.
I mean, this is the kind of thing I want to see.
Yeah, the Queer Brewing Company, the UK's first queer and trans-owned brewery, which opened in 2019.
Ooh. But yeah, there's a lot of chat of like, who's watching what, recommendations. I'm embarrassed to say I didn't even really know Bad Bunny before the Super Bowl.
No.
And they were like, you know, it's a place for good education.
Oh, yeah.
And I absolutely love it. And then at Beauty Awards, I interviewed Mel B. And before, I messaged a group and I was like, girls, everyone stay calm, but I'm interviewing Scary Spice. What the fuck do I ask her? And then they were like, how about this? How about that? So then when I met her and I met her mom and daughter and I was hanging out with her dog and
Mel
her husband.
A and Mel C.
Yeah, just chilling with Scary Spice.
Amazing.
I was telling her, I was like, oh, my crew, the Margarita Club would be, they'd be absolutely beside themselves right now. And she was like, call them now. And so then I FaceTimed.
You FaceTimed the group?
The whole group. You know, you can do that, right?
Yeah, group call.
And only Shiv picked up. But yeah, it was an iconic phone call.
Do you want to call them now?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, where are you going?
Get my laptop.
Oh yeah, you haven't got your fucking phone.
Hilarious. Yeah, you can't. You can't. It's complicated with me.
It is tough stuff, but it's good because this is a way of guaranteeing you a second appearance on the show.
I've got to come back.
You'll have a different phone.
It'll be a whole new experience.
That'll be beautiful.
You can really attack my privacy in a whole new light.
That'll be nice.
I love this. Have you actually exposed some secrets here?
I think only you can answer that. I've exposed about my plumbing preferences.
What have you exposed? I mean, it is quite funny, you know, like seeing this, you know, you just flash to, you know, all the other ones. It's like, wow, that's...
That's your life.
That's my life.
The inner workings of your phone.
You just flash to my mum and me in our chat and I always giggle because she does the cross emoji as a kiss. That massive red, don't enter.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
And that is her giving love, which I really enjoy. Yeah.
At 6:09, she said, thumbs up, red cross. A pink heart and then two blue hearts.
Yeah, it's very sweet. It's quite unhinged, her emojis. Yeah.
Does she ever send voice notes? Does she ever attempt?
Oh, her voice notes are really good.
Yeah?
She's a big fan of the capital letters.
Mm.
She will really go to town with that kind of thing. I mean, maybe my mum has sent
a voice note to this phone
to my husband.
Scroll all the way back.
Okay.
This could be really revealing.
Hang on, Rosa. Oh my God, this is actually. Oh, there's a voice note.
Hold up to that mic.
Sounds fantastic. So. We need to check out around about 11 o'clock, I think, or 12 o'clock, actually, I think it is. So there's no dread on that.
It's admin.
We've literally just woken up. So I'm not packed and we haven't had breakfast. And so it's only 9 o'clock.
Do you ever do
now,
this,
so
by the way? Do a 0.1?
Yeah. But obviously, I speak too fast and it's a nightmare.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Normally, she starts, oh, darling, hi, you.
Oh, yeah?
Very musical. So actually, that one was quite dry.
Quite dry, but that's a snapshot of real life. I like that.
There you go.
Did you get her into voice noting? Or was she just in it of her own volition?
Good question.
Thank you.
I feel like I probably did encourage her early days. I'm currently trying to encourage my dad because his voice notes are... Oh, he's so sweet.
Do we have any on this phone? Probably not.
Well, maybe. I can't imagine my dad ever voice noting anyone else but me. It'd
be so funny if you and your husband...
Simon May, there you go. Hang on. I'd love it if I discovered...
Just full voice notes, no texts.
Oh my God, what are these? Okay, no...
We got classic dad messages.
No,
yes, thumbs up.
The dad messages are, I mean, he's a big fan of the thumbs up.
Dads are fans of the thumbs up.
Anyway, you need to take this back.
I know.
It's your phone.
It's my phone now.
It's your phone.
Yeah. Good luck this evening, darling. So sorry I won't be with you. Last 2 days at school for 2 weeks. Clap.
My dad went to a special needs school for a long time.
Yeah. A little clap emoji, a little smiley face, a C, and then a couple of X's. It strikes me that a C is an accidental C. We've all done an accidental C when we meant a kiss. You've sent your dad a song?
It's going to be so much more fun. Oh, yeah, the song is a song that he wrote with my husband.
What?
It's very sweet.
That's really sweet.
It's very wholesome.
Where can people hear that song, please?
I don't actually think it's been released.
Wow. You have to go, wait, no. You'll have to go and see Daisy's show live.
That was a really subtle and nice plug.
Thank you.
No, he's doing...
I'm looking for a really subtle and nice plug for my bathroom, actually.
No, he's been... He's doing good stuff. Check him out. Mpilo May.
Do it now. I looked at the wrong camera. I looked at the back of a camera there
do
that plug.
Now.
Yeah, do it now. Daisy, I think we're coming to the end. I'm quite sad about that because I've had a really good time.
I've had a lot of fun.
What have you learned about yourself from looking through your husband's phone that now belongs to you and now me?
I've learned that I'm completely hectic all over the place in many ways and also in technology. I really like communicating with people I love, especially because our lives are kind of split sometimes with South Africa and the UK.
Mm.
So for me, like, yeah, I love WhatsApp. Like, I love a voice note. It's important to me to, like, it's a blessing, isn't it, to be able to be in touch with people you love on the other side of the world. And also, I'm probably somewhat addicted to technology in some ways. Like, when I don't have a phone, like, can't believe how lost I get, or like I'm like, I can't get about because I use it for Uber or Lime or whatever. So now I'm like, let me get a little what's it called, those cards,
Oyster card. wow
Oh my god,
lost it.
But
you could also just use your contactless card.
Yeah, all that. But like Oyster feels like a bit retro.
Yeah. It feels like paying with a check. yeah, that's sick.
But I feel like I'm quite hopeless with technology. So it's been nice being here.
I think you're doing really well. I think you're using it.
Thank you.
Do you feel like it has a hold over you? Do you feel like you're pretty on it?
I don't feel like it has a hold of me, mainly because by the time it does, I will have crushed the phone or lost it.
Great.
And then I reset and I'm like, don't need it anyway. And I will, balance myself out. But I do think it's difficult when you're in our industry and you are like, I've got a show I want to tell people about. You kind of have to have the social stuff. And I have a love-hate relationship with that.
I know exactly what you mean. It's really tricky. You feel like, is it working for you? Are you working for it?
Especially now, you know, I'm going into an era where I'm going to be having a baby.
Yeah.
I want to be present. I don't want to be on my phone much. And I also don't want to be having FOMO in front of my face every single day.
Yeah.
So maybe I'll be getting less and less good with my phone.
We'll find out.
That's the aim.
Yeah. Sorry, Daisy, that's all we have time for today. But thank you so much for giving me your phone and letting me have a look and letting me keep it forever. Make sure you follow at Daisy Doris May and check out their final 5 shows at the Soho Theatre. The Daisy Doris May Big Night Out. Woo! Tuesday the 24th of March to Saturday the 28th of March 2026. It's going to be fucking sick. I'll be there. Go see it. Not because I'm there. Go see it because it's go see it in spite of that. As always, thank you for listening to Privacy Settings. If you want more from the show, subscribe to our YouTube channel or follow us on TikTok and Instagram or at Privacy Settings Fubar. Thanks for being here and keep an eye on next week's episode because who knows who we'll have on.
Privacy Settings with Will Seabag Montefiore on Fubar.